Welcome to the Effectuation Podcast. This is Katrin Smolka sitting down in conversation with Sarah Saraswati, and we are going to dive right in and ask you a question that is probably relevant to all of the PhD students listening here. So what kind of advice would you give to a PhD student or starting researchers right now?
Okay. And I'm assuming this is just general advice to PhD students. I'll give you the advice that I try to give to a lot of my PhD students everywhere I go, which is we underestimate the power of ignorance, right? So a lot of people come into the PhD program because they've actually done very well in their studies throughout their lives, right? And yet, that is the biggest hurdle to being a really good researcher. So think about this for a moment, right? Every other degree you get graded or you get certified based on the amount of knowledge you get. The PhD, by definition, you have to find a question that no one knows the answer to. And people who are very good at gathering knowledge are actually not very good at coming up with questions for which no one knows the answer, right? So what happens, on top of that, we get all kinds of conflicting advice, right? Read all the literature and find the gap in the literature. And then, you know, here are a whole bunch of like methodological rigor that you have to follow. And all of that, I find, is not as useful as I would like it to be, for the simple reason that I had this amazing training in my own PhD program. And that idea there was not to sit and read a whole bunch of things and do literature reviews and find a gap in the review. It was much more like, you read ideas. You are part of the history of ideas, right? You want to read, I don't know, the Upanishads and Aristotle and William James, and you want to read Darwin in the original, right? It's a tiny little book, Origin of Species. We can read it, right? Or Hayek in the original. So the idea is, on the one hand, you're reading broadly, you're actually thinking deeply about ideas. You're not reading your journal articles and trying to find a gap. And the gap you want to find, the unanswered question or the intriguing puzzle or whatever, has to be phenomenological. It has to be something in the world that you have encountered that is somehow in tension with big ideas and history. That's really where you want to go. And then you focus on the phenomenology to develop the empirical design, and methodological rigor is very good. But the idea would be, don't choose a method randomly. Actually, let the phenomenological problem drive what method you use. Be very open to different methods and open to collaboration. And so then, as you start thinking about it, around the time that you actually start gathering data, and now you have big ideas, you have data, that is when you start really thinking about which literature stream does this actually contribute to and add value to. Now, that is a little bit messier way of thinking about research than just reading a whole bunch of articles. And we force PhD students to read these articles anyway in our seminars and so on. So I tell students, do not underestimate the value of your ignorance in some ways. So don't read too quickly. So in some cases, I've done this very effectively. I'll tell students, before you read anything in entrepreneurship, you know, write down your 10-page theory of entrepreneurship. Just what you, before you read anything, right? And phenomenologically. And so sometimes that is useful. And nowadays, when I teach like an entrepreneurship classics or something, day one, I throw them into the history of ideas, like read Schumpeter, all 300 and whatever pages, and write a 800 to 1000 word essay. And what we discuss in class is that essay, not original Schumpeter, right? And so the idea is to think about ignorance, but also start thinking about writing as a way of thinking, all of those kinds of things. So I think the biggest advice I have is do not underestimate the power of ignorance combined with both this big an interest in the big history of ideas and a real interest in the real world, right? So that would be that the piece of advice.
Lovely advice, absolutely. And what would you say to the next Sarahs that is coming into her PhD program with like lots of ideas on how the world actually works with her experience as being an entrepreneur with all these ideas? Is that something to nourish? Is that something to ignore?
So if there is somebody with a lot of entrepreneurial experience coming into our field, I would actually say learn skepticism, learn humility. Write down your theory of entrepreneurship and then critique yourself, right? Figure out, think every sentence you wrote is wrong, right? And now think about it a little bit. So what happens is, I had a wonderful teacher early on in India who told me, and he's absolutely correct, unlearning is much harder than learning.
Yeah.
And so the sooner I throw them into unlearning, the better. Right. And so for me, it was very useful because my entrepreneurship thing, I hadn't read anything. I had never been to an Academy of Management meeting or anything. Right. So all I had was my entrepreneurial experience and straight into the research design and a whole bunch of readings on how the brain works. Right. And that helped. So the moment you read a whole bunch of things about how the brain works, you're automatically becoming a skeptic of everything that you think you actually know about the world because you know your brain is not that good as you thought you were. So a basic training in cognitive science is very humbling and very useful. So the how to become skeptical of our experience, and I struggled with that then, I struggle with that now because my first instinct is very much like an entrepreneur, but I've done I've embraced the academic life enough and been at it long enough that now I automatically I question my first instinct and I immediately try to come up with counter hypotheses and counterfactual ways of thinking about everything. But that is a skill that takes time to develop. So if an entrepreneur is coming in, I would say write down your best beliefs about entrepreneurship and also write the opposite case, right? Write a whole series of things proving each one of your beliefs is wrong. That's how you get into an academic mindset, I think.
Thank you so much, Sarahs, for sharing your advice on how PhD students could actually enrich their journey and help hopefully their progress to completing their PhD.
And so let's be skeptical.
let's be skeptical
about my advice as So don't buy my advice wholesale.
Thank you for participating in the Effectuation podcast. This is Katrin Smolka sitting down with Sarah Saraswati.